This is Akashvani, the news read by Priya Badu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Greek counterpart Kyriakos Mitsotakis have reiterated their commitment to strengthen strategic partnership between the two countries. In a telephonic conversation, both leaders exchanged views on various regional and global issues of interest, including the India-Middle East-Europe economic corridor and developments in West Asia. Both leaders appreciated the momentum generated in bilateral ties through recent high-level exchanges. They reviewed progress in a number of areas of bilateral cooperation, including trade, defense, shipping, and connectivity. During the conversation, Mr. Mitsotakis congratulated Mr. Modi on his re-election following the general elections in India. Minister of Foreign Exchange of Thailand, Maris Sangyamphongsa, who is on a four-day visit to India today, met External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar in New Delhi. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said the Thai Foreign Minister's visit for the Royal Khatina ceremony exemplifies the long-standing historical and cultural relations between the two countries. They discussed India-Thailand ties, multilateral cooperation and regional developments. Mr. Sangyamphongsa arrived in New Delhi. He exchanged views with members of Vivekananda International Foundation yesterday in New Delhi and delivered a special address on towards the Asian century of Dhamma. In the Kashmir Valley, two terrorists have been killed in an ongoing gunfight with security forces in Halkan Gully area of South Kashmir's Anantnag district. According to a social media post of Srinagar-based Chinnar Corps, the operation was launched by police and security forces after receiving a specific input about the presence of some terrorists in the area. The official said the suspicious movement near Halkan Gully was observed and challenged by vigilant troops. As a result, terrorists opened indiscriminate fire on troops who effectively retaliated, resulting in elimination of two terrorists. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will be on a six-day visit to Australia and Singapore from tomorrow. During the visit, Dr. Jaishankar will travel to Brisbane and inaugurate India's fourth consulate in Australia. He will also co-chair the 15th Foreign Minister's Framework Dialogue with his Australian counterpart Penny Wong in Canberra. The External Affairs Minister will deliver the keynote address at the inaugural session of the second Raisina Down Under to be held in the Australian Parliament House. On the second leg of the visit, Dr. Jaishankar will travel to Singapore for an official visit on the 8th of this month, during which he will address the 8th Roundtable of ASEAN, India Network of Think Tanks. A total of 1,211 candidates have been left in the fray for Jharkhand Assembly elections. Yesterday was the last date for withdrawal of candidature for the second phase of Assembly polls. Polling for 81-member Assembly will be held in two phases. The first phase of voting will take place on 13th of this month in 43 constituencies. 683 candidates are in fray for the first phase, while 528 candidates have been left in the fray for the second phase after withdrawal of candidature yesterday. 38 constituencies will go to polls in the second phase on the 28th of November. Counting of votes will be taken up on the 23rd of November. Govardhan Puja is being celebrated across the country today. For centuries, it has been a tradition of celebrating Govardhan Puja on the next day of Diwali. It is observed to commemorate the triumph of Lord Krishna over the god of rain, Lord Indra. As a ritual, Govardhan Parvat is made with cow dung outside the entrance of the house, and people worship cows on this day. This day is also celebrated as Anakut, and on this auspicious day, devotees perform special puja. On the occasion, Union Home Minister Amit Shah extended greetings to the countrymen. In a social media post, Mrs. Shah said that Lord Krishna not only protected mankind through Govardhan Mountain, but also protected the entire living world. The U.S. Defense Department has announced additional security assistance for Ukraine worth an estimated $425 million. The Pentagon, in a statement yesterday, said that the aid under the Presidential Drawdown Authority package is meant to meet Ukraine's critical security and defense needs. It is the 69th tranche of equipment to be provided from the U.S. Defense Department inventories for Ukraine since August 2021. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.